Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you're heading off today to Rochford Hall. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Rochford Hall. Slight spooky element to this one, but it's connected very much with the Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn story.
Right.
Rochford Hall, Tudor Manor House, was originally owned by the parents of Anne Boleyn. Mm-hmm. Anne Boleyn, we believe, was not actually born at Rochford Hall, but certainly we are reasonably sure that she spent a large proportion of her girlhood at the Hall. Mm-hmm. And in fact, many people believe it's where she met Henry VIII when she was about 14 years old. He would have been about 24, 26, mm-hmm. somewhere, quite a considerable amount older than her. She loved the Hall, she loved the grounds, she loved the house there very much. It said it always had a big part of her heart, Rochford Hall. And of course, today, after a period as a private residence, I believe most of it today is a golf course. A golf clubhouse.
Golf club, yeah.
And a golf course. But as recently as 2007, the private owners reported a feeling of extreme coldness, not just coldness, but absolute extreme coldness in rooms that were already heated. And people began to wonder if perhaps Anne Boleyn was returning or her ghost was returning to Rochford Hall. Meeting Henry there was obviously a big part of her life. She'd loved the house. Mm. She'd always had a place in her heart for Rochford Hall. And it's said that her ghost walks the grounds. Mm. And it's believed that when she was executed, her head and her heart were both removed and taken to be buried somewhere in the grounds of Rochford Hall.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for that. Well, she came to a sorry end, I must say.
She lost her head, you might say.
Oh, now you're doing it to me.
I'm doing it now.
It's
sorry.
Catching.
I'm
catching.
So sorry.
No, don't apologise at all. So where are you off to next week?
I'm off to another house mm-hmm. with an interesting story, but this time Spain's Hall, just outside Finchingfield.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.